AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on President Trump taking the unusual step of thanking Iran's government.
The president says Tehran was going to hang more than 800 political prisoners.
And I greatly respect the fact that they canceled that.
That comes after the president spent days suggesting the U.S. military might strike Iran if the government started mass killings amid widespread protests. An Arab diplomat says several Mideast allies have urged him to hold off. Asked who might have convinced him to back down, at least for now.
Nobody convinced me. I convinced myself.
Saying the cancellation of the hangings had a big impact. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
During a webinar, First Lady Melania Trump encouraged the youth to use artificial intelligence to achieve career goals, but she also says youth should not rely too heavily on AI.
Choose to let your imagination drive your intellectual progress, but never use AI as a quick solution. Be intellectually honest with yourself. Use AI as a tool, but do not let it replace your personal intelligence.
U.S. flu activity fell for a second week, but experts are worried that the season is far from over. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted the latest data showing a big drop in flu hospitalizations and a smaller but significant decrease in medical office visits due to flu-like illness. The number of states reporting high flu activity also fell from 44 to 36. But that doesn't mean the season is over, especially for the flu. CDC officials say that second surges in flu activity often happen after the winter holidays. So far this season, there have been at least 18 million flu illnesses and 230,000 hospitalizations. This is AP News. A former One Direction star is releasing another album. AP correspondent Marcela Sanchez has more.
Harry Styles fans can expect his long-awaited fourth studio album this spring. Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally, is set to arrive March 6th. The album is his first full-length project in 4 years and follows his 2022 synth-pop record, Harry's House, which earned him Album of the Year at the 2023 Grammy Awards. Styles revealed the album's cover artwork on Instagram, featuring the 31-year-old artist in a t-shirt and jeans at night, standing beneath a shimmering disco ball hung outside. According to a press release, the album will contain 12 tracks and is executive produced by Kid Harpoon, a close collaborator of Styles since the beginning of his solo career. Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally is now available for pre-order. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.